You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Oh, good morning, everyone.
Good
hey,
morning.
Team. How you doing?
Not bad, Krupa. How are you?
Look, I'm actually feeling very fresh.
You look fresh.
After a surprisingly long sleep for me.
Oh,
so
really?
Watch out. I might be in, like, a bit of a silly mood.
is that right?
I could do, you know, very spontaneous and unexpected things when I've had this much sleep. Get ready. It's
going to
be a great It's going to be a great show.
What time do you go to bed? 10:30? 10:45?
I think, like, before 10.
Before 10 o'clock?
9:30? Yeah.
You are a madman, Craig.
Yeah, it was like 9:50 or something, which for me...
Okay.
I'm flying today. Anything could happen.
You've got, like, double the full four, mate.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean... Yeah, if you're ever thinking, oh, do I listen to the whole show? Like, do we take the radio onto the job site? Today's the day.
Okay,
anything could happen.
For us,
saying. Okay. How were your days yesterday, guys?
Really good. I slept for like 3 hours yesterday afternoon. Never done that before in my life.
So, yeah. Would you play a game of the old nap roulette, did you?
I did.
No alarm?
No alarm. I laid down. No, because I had a bit of lunch and, you know, a full belly. Happy belly, so I just kind of camped out on the couch.
Shift workers everywhere are going, all this like sleep chat, it's not bothering them at all. What about you, Stephen?
Well, we did the classic, I was like, let's do an easy dinner. Let's do tacos.
Yum.
Yeah, which is yum.
Taco Monday.
Never an easy dinner, though, is it?
No, because you've got 29 dishes.
All the dishes you got, you know. You've cut up your mini cucumbers there in a little ramekin here on one side. Your tomatoes are in a ramekin on the other.
Who's putting cucumbers on a taco? Are you crazy? What happened to just the old lettuce, tasty cheese, tomato, salsa?
Tasty cheese. That'll do ya.
What do you mean?
You don't like tasty cheese?
I don't really like cheese at all.
You can't not have cheese
He's
on a
so
taco.
He's so weird.
Mexican food without cheese.
That's what we've learnt here this morning.
Anyway, yeah, so we did taco night last night. So yeah.
How many tacos did you suck down?
3 tacos sucked down last night.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Yeah, 3 at dinner.
Oh, God, I love them. Especially a bit of sour cream in there. Happy
Ooh,
days.
Oh, yes.
All right, well, we've done all that chat and got all that out of the way.
Small talk.
Obligatory small talk out of the way.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So how's this? Making me way to work at like, I don't know, maybe 4:20 this morning?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
around
sure.
that time, around okay. 4:20. And I saw...
One of the best times, I've
got. Well, normally one of my favourite times.
Yeah.
This time, not so sadly.
What?
Because... What are they doing on the side of the road? Mobile speed camera. 4:20
yeah.
in the morning.
Did you get done in?
Are you on a wind up? No, I didn't get done in because it was like, it was probably only 500 metres away from that fixed one at the lights on the corner of Turton Road there,
okay,
near the stadium.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I can't remember what the other road is that runs past it. But anyway.
You know what? This isn't the first time. So, like, there's heaps of them up near Newcastle Link Road as well towards Cameron Park, like, every morning. So they're out and about really early these days trying to get you.
I'm all for road safety, obviously.
Sure.
But a mobile speed camera at 4:30 in the morning, that's revenue raising.
Yeah, that's not fair.
That is revenue raising, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, because there's no cars around you. It's so easy to, there's no indicator to kind of like base your speed upon. It's so easy to creep up an extra 5 or something.
I'm sorry.
Like
what about the one that's on your dashboard?
What do you mean?
What you're suggesting is you always base your speed on other cars around you. Do you know there's a thing in your car called a speedometer?
Oh, but then you got to look down, and that's unsafe. You know, take your eyes from the road. I'm safety first with me, as always.
Yeah, as always. I'll let you figure out the rest of that.
If
around.
You want to be a reckless driver and always be looking away from the road, Krevo, like, fair enough.
At your speedometer.
No, you know, at places other than the road. Anyway, all I'm saying is, at that time,
it's revenue raising.
Revenue raising. Can't be for safety at 4:30 in the morning.
Stephen's comments.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
So, Blaxland, news. What's happening?
I don't know. Love me some Barnsley, though.
Oh, yeah.
That was so good.
Yeah.
Got you up and about this morning.
You know, when I see you walking about the hallways, I think, there is a Barnsley fan.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Barnsley and Farnsley and just Barnsley.
Only Barnsley.
Look, one of the stories that I've got this morning, they're going to be announcing... isn't that great? Going to be announcing later on today a new push about Newcastle's former railway station to try and open it up for a restoration, enhancement and future activation. This has been going on for years since the railway station was closed when they cut the rail. They did. And then they put the interchange down at Newcastle West. But they've been looking sort of for things to do for the Newcastle Railway Station. And they've had arts organisations and various community groups and that sort of thing in there. But apparently today, the Hunter Central Coast Development Corporation, which owns it, is going to be looking at getting someone or other in to do big things. So there could be big things happening.
Okay.
So at this stage, it's just various undisclosed big things.
we don't know. It's an
may happen in the future.
It's an expression of interest.
Right. We love an expression of interest, don't we?
Yeah.
If anyone loves an expression of interest, it's Newcastle.
It's sort of like a report calling for a report and that type of thing.
Yes.
We've been thinking about having a meeting to decide if we need a meeting.
Yeah. Got it. Look, to quote the poet, though, there could be movement at the station.
Oh.
Right. Okay. Lovely.
Could well be.
Thought you'd like that. Look, Jan, I've got it at 6 o'clock there. Do you remember the stolen dress from Charlestown Square?
The pink
Core Ethics was flogging it off for charity, but it's been found.
Oh.
Okay.
By police? Or did they lose it in the back of the cupboard?
Crevo, you'd appreciate this. It was found by a young woman in a bush near Coles at Mayfield.
Through
your neck of the woods. Well, what were you doing yesterday, Creevo?
I wasn't anywhere near Coles at Mayfield.
That's what someone would say if they had perhaps dumped the dress there.
But was I near Bush? That is the question.
It was stolen from Charlestown Square and then found at Mayfield, as you do.
There you go.
So it's back and they're going to auction it off.
Oh, that's good. That's the main thing.
Off to the dry cleaners
first,
I imagine.
Might be a bit dirty.
Yeah.
Full of snakes.
All's well that ends well.
Yeah, there you go.
UFM. De Novos.
How's this, guys? Some fishermen have filmed what can only be described, and I say only, as UFO clouds.
Right, okay. Like?
Well, imagine, you know what a UFO looks like?
Yeah, they're round disc looking spaceship thingy.
Well, that's what they have you believe. But anyway, how the media portray them.
Yes.
Well, this is a thing. Apparently, these very rare UFO looking clouds have been spotted off the coast of Florida, of all places.
Right,
that
okay.
makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
If you look at the footage, even for me as a non believer, even I have a little bit of excitement around this and think that maybe these fishermen have spotted something. Because if you... The shape is unbelievable. I mean, that... Yeah. Like, the fact that they're so close to a UFO's flying saucer, what else could they be?
It's a great question.
You know how sometimes, when you're watching, perhaps a sci-fi film or a TV show or something like that...
Star Trek!
These UFOs will be like, oh, quick, activate the cloaking device. They press a little button and then they start camouflaging like a cloud or something like that.
Or the weird little blue car, like from the Weasleys and Harry Potter.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, this could, if they're shaped oddly like a UFO, these clouds, maybe it's their little cloaking device they've put on.
Ooh.
And there's one thing I know about, fishermen, they see a lot of clouds because they're out there just staring at the sky all day, all night.
Nothing better to do.
Exactly. Sure, there's a bit of time when you're pulling in the nets or whatever. That time you're busy. But the rest of the time you're just looking up. No phone signal out there. So if they see a cloud that looks like a UFO and they've shown footage of it and they're like, whoa, this is blowing us away, you know that is probably a UFO because... Obviously, they've seen so many other clouds. They know what regular clouds look like.
Yes, it's not a cumulus nimbus. So
that's a type of cloud.
That is definitely a type of cloud because I've never heard it and it sounds technical.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So I did mention to you guys yesterday that over the weekend I got to go down to Sydney, caught the train from Fassifern down to Central, right?
Got to or had to go to Sydney, am I right?
No.
No, the Castrians in Sydney. Oh, don't want to go.
It was a good day.
Too much traffic.
Anyway, so being on the train along that line there, you get to go past other stations like Dora Creek and Morisset and all that type of jazz. Anyway, so on the line there, you get to actually go directly past the area where the new Morisset Amphitheatre is being built, which is meant to hold like up to like 30,000 people and all these big concerts and events that's coming up.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah,
that's
cool. Yeah. So, and the train was going slow enough so you could have a really good detailed look. So the amphitheatre is actually already up. It's this big white dome. It looks incredible.
Now, the only concern I have is, are they going to be stealing anything from our McDonald Jones Stadium? Because,
I don't know.
McDonald Jones Stadium is closer to my house. So if they do, I'll be upset.
It's all about you, Cremo,
well, that's
actually.
Right.
Well, in my world, it is. Okay, I'll have you know.
Well, look, for those who are music lovers or theatre buffs or anything like that, I think it's a great opportunity for people around the Lake Macquarie region, maybe in South Lake Macquarie.
Well, that is true.
Exactly, who might want to go to the theatre or listen to some music that's somewhere not in the Sydney, Newcastle CBD.
So I haven't really seen this. Is this like, is it like a natural amphitheatre? Is there like a big hill there?
Yeah,
which
you know,
on
like,
and stuff,
you know, like, like when you watch Carols in the Domain and stuff like that in like Sydney and Melbourne, how it has, it just looks like a big semicircle with like a topper on it and whatever.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
and
open.
Then there's a big hill all around.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, 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 exactly
I've
like
seen
that.
Seen the style.
Mm. No, it is a great facility for the area. As
it
long
is.
As they don't take any concerts, I want what I want to go to. That's the only thing I care about.
All about Mark Grevo. Hey,
no doubt.
I'm looking to change the perception or stereotype of gardening.
Okay.
Gardening, typically known as dirty work, isn't it? Really? Famously, I guess that's what it gets called. It's the dirty work. You gotta go out and do the dirty work.
Well, yeah, you're dealing with soil, so...
Do you like the dirty work, Stephen?
No, he doesn't.
No,
like
not really.
Clean
not,
he is.
Yeah, not historically, I don't.
Right.
Does he, do you think he does any physical work in his life? Look how pretty he is.
All right, well, this I'm not sure how to take that. That has left me confused and uneasy. Anyway, I'll move on. I guess there's a company out there asking, what if gardening was to become glamorous, right?
Ooh.
All your dreams could become a reality. So what's happening is Burberry and Harrods have teamed up to release some high-end wellies, essentially. So what these look like is, so obviously it's a shame that radio is a clearly like audio medium and I can't show you the picture, but essentially what these look like is if Crocs were to have a baby with like welly boots, then you'd get these. They're like
a croc gumboot, basically.
Croc gumboot with, they come with a 3.5-inch heel as well.
So it's like three different types of shoes. So they're crossed with a high heel as well, like a stiletto type of thing.
Yeah, rolled into one.
And
yeah.
Famously, 3.5-inch heel is the perfect length heel, isn't it, Ari?
Well, actually, I go for higher, but if you want to go for comfort as well as fashion, you go for the 3.5.
What about you, Stephen? What heel height do you usually go for?
Well, I was just thinking
in your Cuban heels.
I thought anything bigger than 3.5 inches would be too big, you know? Right. Maybe
gardening,
they hurt when you're walking and stuff like that.
Well, I'll come in my heels tomorrow and I'll show you what it's like.
Right, okay. Anyway, I digress. So these Crocs Wellies heel hybrid are going to set you back a mere $1,500 Australian.
Ooh.
Pretty pricey.
That's expensive for basically a fancy Croc.
That's even too expensive for David Jones and Myers.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
Burberry, yeah.
So this is what it said on their website. This is how they're selling it anyway.
Sure.
In this exclusive offering, Burberry offers its Highland heel mules in a rubber format that is reminiscent of rain boots. So they're leaning into this wellies look. Fear no discomfort, though. The lining is made from quilted leather for a pleasant feel on every step.
Uh-huh. Now, we've seen this photo, right? We've all seen it as a team. Hmm. Do you reckon it's going to be as useful as a gumboot? I mean, famously, they're used for when you're, like, sloshing around in the mud and the rain and whatever. Your feet aren't going to stay dry.
Yeah, but also, Crocs famously have holes in them.
Yeah,
so, exactly. Like, the waterproofing of them
is not real.
Probably not ideal.
This is aimed, I'm telling you, this is aimed at your Kanye types. The people that are just, they think, oh, I'm
buying it for the status.
For the status, they want to be on another level. They want to be seen as a great thinker. But really, what they are is a bit of a weirdo and a bit crazy, is the truth. If you buy these, for what reason are you buying them? They're not really a gumboot. Fashion-wise, most people are going to think, what the hell is that?
Yeah, it's ugly.
It is ugly, right?
Well, it's like they've sat there in that board meeting and they've gone, you know what no one's ever done before? Put holes and high heels on your welly boots. And everyone's gone, that's true, no one's done that before. And not a single person in that meeting has gone, maybe there's a reason no one's done this.
Certainly, that's it. And let's see how expensive we can sell them for. Let's support the highest price possible. What do you think? $1,000? Not enough.
So not for you, Ari? Not going to be wearing these?
Absolutely not. I prefer style and also functionality, and that ain't going to tick either of those boxes.
UFM. De Novos.
So we've been having a chat amongst the team yesterday, and there's a popular pastime that's hitting the pavements that is starting to annoy us kind of casual walkers. So
right
now, though, we're going to bring in our producer, Scott the Chippy Frappell, and of course, we're talking about run clubs across Newcastle. Chippy, what have you got, man?
Oh, look, I sound like a real Karen, and I don't want to be Captain Negative over here, but the other day, I was going for my casual hot girl walk on Throsby Creek, just around the walking track, and it's a fantastic little run, easy. And I almost got bowled over by, I don't even know how many run clubs. Like, surely there's got to be a way we can police this.
Do they have matching singlets and stuff?
Oh, like the Newcastle Flyers.
Not. Or the one that I saw didn't have matching singlets. And I'm not going to name and shame because whatever. People are out exercising and good for you. Run clubs are a great idea. But seriously, you're just going for a casual stroll and all of a sudden the earth starts quaking behind you. And there's just an army of people running at you. Number one, you feel bad because I can't keep pace. And number two, you go, wow, do I get out of the way? Do they try and get around me?
Yeah.
And you see it a lot. Like, there's a lot that go through, like Bar Beach or Nobby's Beach. And you go, that's incredible. Like, great for you. But where do you go?
There's nowhere left for you to walk. Is that your issue?
Nowhere left for me just to have my casual hot girl walk. And I think it comes down to the fact that there are all these athletic people that can run faster than me, that look better than me, that all have their shirts off, and I can't compete.
So you're a place of jealousy.
So if you can't join them, hate on them.
Well, I feel like I'm on both sides of the spectrum with you there, Scott. Like, for one, I have been at a run club before.
Have you now?
I have.
Where were you on Thursday? What was it? what day did you get annoyed
by
this?
I would not bowl over, Scott. It's okay. No, but the thing is, when you're in such a big group of runners, right, and then you've got your casual walkers, like, for example, like running along Spears Point, so at the lake there in Warners Bay and whatever, you have to physically move yourself around the people that are walking or on their bikes or something like that, because when you're in such a big horde, you have to eventually communicate with each other and move around the people. So
I've mod.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
And if you're a part of a club, you should be, I guess, communicating this. Guys, see a casual walker, we're going to go around them.
Yes.
There's a lot of fence sitting going along here. People are like, all power to them. They're doing exercise, blah. Screw them. Run clubs are the cyclists of the pavement, aren't they? Like, they wind me up like you wouldn't believe. Get out the way.
Lycra and stuff.
honestly, get out the way and, go on a treadmill or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, see, I'm not about that, I reckon.
But you're the one that's being bothered by this.
Absolutely. Only because I'm intimidated by it. Only because it's something I could never do.
Do you running elsewhere. Get off the bloody path. That's what I think.
Leave that for walkers only, is what Stephen's saying.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So last night, I, like many Novocastrians, had NBN News on, right?
Of course. What else would you watch?
I'm having tea, we had NBN on. And there was this lady there, a Lake Mac lady. Her name is Naomi Roskell. I don't know if you guys saw this.
No.
She's heading off to the World Cook-Off Championships in Texas.
That's cool.
That's great.
It is really cool. But I feel like now her chosen discipline is steak cooking.
Yeah.
I feel like that's got to be one of the worst things to be a competitor at.
Because it's so difficult to get it right. Every time?
Less so that, more so everyone thinks they're an expert.
Oh,
I was sitting there last night and I was like, wouldn't have done it that way. I would have changed that a little bit.
You know, she hasn't rested that long enough.
Yeah, you know, like, you just feel like, you're like, yeah, I'm an expert steak cooker. Yeah, I feel like the majority of the reaction from, you know, the general public would be like, yes, I might. I cook the best steak that I know. And, yeah, this poor lady, I'm sure she's got all these techniques down pat and, you know, she's worked on it for years and years.
She'd be able to do that thing where you get the lines one way and the other way into little squares.
The little, like, grill marks or whatever. Yeah. But I was just, I was sitting, you know, on the couch and I was like,
Could have done better.
Wow.
Poor lady. Wish her all the best, I suppose, over in the States.
Definitely. Good luck for going to Texas. Hey, speaking of cooking and food and stuff, on the weekend, went to visit my mum and dad down on the Central Coast.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And often what we'll do if we're visiting for dinner, we'll contribute a dish, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll all cook something, and then you have a bit of a feast, a family feast.
It's lovely.
Very nice. Theme of the evening, Chinese food. So we decide, absolutely.
I agree.
Everyone agreed.
Feel like,
right?
Pavlov's dogs over here.
Yeah, all salivating. All that sort of stuff. So we decided to make salt and pepper pork.
Beautiful.
So that's like a little bit of a crispy element to it, you know, and then it's, you know, good level of spice and everything. My job was to cut up the pork, no problem. So I'm cutting it into sort of, I guess, pieces about the size of your thumb or something.
Yep.
Sort of little strips, bit of a thickness to it. And I was cutting through it, and some of the bones of this pork, so they were like chops, were cut quite thin. One, very sharp. I had good knife technique, so it was cutting away from me.
Yeah.
I did not have good bone technique.
Right, okay.
And this sharp bone pushed straight into my hand, and it started bleeding everywhere.
Oh, my God.
And to now, it's actually, look, it's a little bit, there's like a, I think there's a little bit of an infection going on because it's a bit tender to the touch.
It's still a bit swollen.
Going down. But I had to, like, get rid of that bit of the pork because there was my blood mixed in with the pork. All sorts of dramas.
Extra flavour. Sorry.
Not correct. What I wanted to do here, though, because bones can be a bit of a drama. 4967-4105, when have bones caused a problem? You got choking incidents, you've got, you know, this sort of thing with cutting, all that sort of thing. If you've got a story, you can trade it in for a couple of gold reserve tickets to the Knights versus Raiders, which is, of course, happening Thursday, 8 p.m.
That's 2 days away, guys.
It's getting close. It's going to be a great game.
If you want to go to the Knights, which you do.
Of course.
I mean, these are hottest six in town. 4967-4105 is that magic number. Any incidences you can think of, Ari, off the dome?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I eat a lot of seafood, right? So fish is literally my bread and butter. Barramundi, cod, whatever. There's always, like, you can try and debone them as much as you want.
You think you've got every single one.
But sometimes you just get that fishbone stuck in the back of your throat, and it's scary. So, yeah, that's time.
It gets stuck, you're going, oh, what do I do? A bit of bread, is that the solution? That sort of thing.
I'm not participating in this. Makes me feel yuck.
Bone really? Is gross.
All right. Well, these are the types of stories we're after. When have the bones caused a bit of drama, a bit of problems? Maybe it was you or a friend or family. To Chisholm first, Tom, what happened? When did you get boned?
Not me, but my parents' dog Hector managed to get into the bin while they were out one night and found some lamb chop handles.
Ooh.
And got one wedged in the roof of his mouth. Think Austin Powers in the golf cart stuck in the hallway, just nowhere to go. So after a little bit of effort on my end, into the car, off to Broadmeadow overnight vet, happy ending to the story. Removed safely. Everyone was happy. Just a big bill at the end.
It only cost you $9,000. So that was
Well done. Still paying it off now.
And I know, like, I mean, lamb chops. I mean, they're big bones. But what's really common with people with dogs especially is, like, when you're having chicken wings and things like that at a barbecue and you just have, like, that bin outside in the yard and the dog gets into them, that's more common with the chicken bones. But, lamb chops. Ow!
You got to be so careful, especially if you don't want a second mortgage.
Indeed. Let's go next to Spears Point. Callum, when you get boned, mate?
Hey, mate. Yeah, I was at Wicked Wing from KFC, and I ended up with a chicken foot in my mouth. I ended up spewing everywhere.
A chicken foot?
Yeah, it was crumbs off the side of the KFC Wicked Wing. It ruined my favourite meal.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever Wicked Winged again?
Never again.
Oh, geez.
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's something I could live without.
Wicked Wings.
Wicked Wings.
They are one of the great KFC foods, aren't they?
Yeah, but it's like finding, you know, a cockroach in your meal. I mean, you don't want to go back there again, would you?
The food's good enough.
I'll still accept it. It still wouldn't bother me.
1, 2, 3.
On new FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, baby, let's get it. This is Three of a Kind. It's super, super simple game. We give you three things and you have to guess answer for us the running theme between them. We need two Novocastrians to play this one. Your name's your buzzer. Why don't we get into it?
Yeah,
let's go.
First of two, best of three is the scoring system. First of all, Greenkeeper Pete, are you ready to have a go at this?
I'm ready to rock and roll and bring on the Aussie rules season.
Yes, come on. There you go. Representing Maitland, you are. Let's test your buzzer while we got you.
Pete.
Yeah, that Perfect. Is rapid.
Quick, lightning speed.
Mm. Well, up against you, Pete, trying to rip the tickets from Rent away from your outstretched hands right now.
Greenkeeper.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know what? Some people, they want the tickets for themselves, including a runner-up from yesterday, Kate Minmay. Hey, how's things?
Hey, how are you going?
Very well. You feeling more confident today? You've had a bit of a practice
run? Hopefully, yes. Thank you.
Yeah, that's all right.
Fingers crossed.
Oh, we've got you here as well. Let's test your buzzer, because I reckon there was some lag on it yesterday, technical issues or something.
Kate.
Yeah, that's nice and
Beautiful.
Quick today.
That sounded better.
All right, Let's get into this thing.
All right, here we go. Round one. Carnival, P&O, and Royal Caribbean.
Kate
was rapid there.
Their cruise lines.
Correct. That's one on the board. One.
Now, Pete, you need this next one to stay in the game. Kate, everything to play for.
Here we go.
Yep.
Cheddar, mozzarella, and feta.
Kate.
Kate was quick.
Jesus.
Is it Jesus? Oh, Greenkeeper Pete, as our runner-up, you've missed out this time. Kate, you're our winner for today. Well done.
Sorry, Pete.
Oh, that's all right.
Listen to that giggle. You do not sound sorry.
Yeah, you should do it again.
Yeah, you'd do it again. You'd take those tickets out of Pete's hands, wouldn't you?
Yep.
Now, Pete, as a runner-up, do you want to have a go tomorrow?
Absolutely, guys.
All right. Love your work. Couple of, you know, only local winners here on UFM and good sports. Hey, now, though, we move to the area of dating. And it doesn't get a lot of run on this show because we're all in happy relationships,
yeah,
right?
But sometimes
happy
it is
for
dating.
The most part.
Oh, what are you saying? You're sick of Siobhan, is it?
No.
Sure sounds like it.
No, not at all. I shouldn't have said anything. We've opened a can of worms now. Anyway, continue.
Essentially, somebody from Maitland, this lady from Maitland, has started this new app called Howdy. So this is a dating app.
Yeehaw! Sorry.
As Ari's yeehaw suggests, this is in fact a dating app for farmers.
This is cool. So farmer wants a wife, but now in the form of a phone application. Great.
Well, essentially that. But I guess the idea is, and the reason that she has started this app, is that she said that for farmers, it can be quite difficult to find a date. Because your only options are maybe your local pub. Mm-hmm. And if you turn on like Tinder, even with their maximum distance or whatever, because farmers live a long way from each other.
Hundreds of kilometres.
That's right. It's often difficult to find somebody who is A, in your area, and B, who understands farming and the way of life around that.
Yeah.
Because in a way, it's like a 7-day-a-week job. You know, you've got weird hours, you've got unusual tasks.
And commitments as well. You can't pick up and move, you know, for a weekend away or whatever.
That's it. You've got a commitment to your farm.
True.
So she started this app called Howdy, and it's a little bit different to your normal dating apps. So, for example, there is no distance on it.
So you might
end up finding a farmer from the other side of the country. But if you've got those aligned interests and, you know, you can pick whose farm to move to.
That's going to be an issue, isn't it?
Well, flip a coin or something, I guess.
Bit of FIFO work.
Yeah.
This is genius because it does cut out the middleman of television stations and networks. Like, you don't have to audition to be able to go and try and find yourself a farmer wife or a farmer husband.
And maybe, you know, some farmers are a little bit shy. They don't want to be on TV.
Exactly. Thank you.
And they still want to find a partner. They are, the other fun feature of it is you can, there's a lot of other details you put in. So instead of like, what's your favourite coffee or whatever, it's what type of farm do you have? It's like wheat, sheep, cattle,
cow. What's your favourite brand of jeans?
These are the sorts of things they have on there, you know. Brilliant. Are you excited about the upcoming rain or is there too much at the moment?
El Nino or Nina?
What's your favourite? All that sort of
over 7.5 Akubras. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Love that.
How many Akubras do you, you know, wear? Do you have the size folded up in that funny way or all flat all the way around?
Or hanging off them?
How many kelpies or shepherds do you own? Yeah.
Well, that's it. Do you love the corks or no corks? All of this, we joke about it, but if you're a farmer who's looking for love, that is the sort of thing you want to know about, right?
And it was a Maitland gal who sorted this.
Yeah, that's it. So she, you know, came up with the idea. Apparently she didn't do the programming of it. She paid someone to do that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes farmers and computers don't go together.
Yeah,
they're more interested in, you know, planting stuff or whatever. But how good's that? A local person is bringing more love to our farmers. I'm all about that.
You know what was disappointing though? I remember when I went to the Maitland show a couple of weeks ago, there was no stall advertising this. That would have been the perfect place to put up an advertisement at the Maitland showground.
Well, that or Tokau maybe on the next one. You know what? Maybe you could do the marketing for it.
I reckon I should, yeah. 2025 Maitland show, here we come.
There we go, done and dusted.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Oh my God, team, can we talk about the smell this morning?
Oh my God.
Swamp, the old Sandgate swamp. It's fair to say, potent this morning.
Did you keep your windows up in your cars? Because I certainly had to.
Well, yeah, and at first I was like, have I got left something gross in my car or something?
Like a rotten sandwich?
Yeah, what is the deal? What's going on? And then I was like, hang on a second. I don't think this is coming from inside the car. And then, like, sometimes you do. You cannot resist. Put down the window just a little. And then you go, oh, that's coming from outside. Can you quickly put it up, put it to recycled air, you know, click across on the...
You can smell it, for K's down Maitland Road here, right?
Yeah, you can, yeah.
I think sometimes as well, you know it smells potent when you start smelling it from your eyes.
Yeah.
You're like, normally...
Ew. Or your tongue.
Yeah. Normally, these organs, they don't smell things.
They're not used for smell.
However,
somehow they've gotten those smell factors on them. Anyway, be alert. Keep it on recycled air is my advice if you're driving into work this morning.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And dob in a dishwasher bandit.
So what's this all about?
Yeah, let me elaborate. So basically, at the Hamilton Chateau at the moment, we've got a bit of a whodunit situation. Because amongst us, we have what I'm coining a dishwasher bandit.
Okay.
Now, this is like every household's got one. Where you're like, there's no mugs in the bloody cupboard. Where are they?
Yeah.
They're all on the bedside table of one person.
So nobody's washed them up.
No, they refuse to put... It's the person in your house who's allergic to using the dishwasher, putting dishes in the dishwasher. Like, the sink will be all of a metre and a half away from the dishwasher. And instead of loading the dishwasher, they'll pile up dishes in the sink.
The dishwasher's right there, put it in.
It is right there.
Just put it in.
And I reckon...
Two arm movements.
Now, of course, everyone in the Hamilton Chateau at the moment, not owning up to who it is.
Ooh.
So, like, we do have a real mystery on our hands, a real whodunit.
Okay.
But I feel like, I reckon the person who is this dishwasher bandit, or bandits, we don't know.
It could be more than one.
Going out of their way to make sure, I reckon, like, they're walking past the dishwasher sometimes to put it in the sink.
Wow.
All right.
You've got to do more steps.
It is really frustrating. So I used to live with a guy who, oh my God, allergic to the dishes.
Okay.
Full allergic. In fact, maybe had to go and get special medicine to sort it out.
Okay.
That's how bad it was. He put stuff in the sink, next to the sink. That one really annoyed me as well. Like the dishwasher was, it was next to the sink.
Well, just below, I reckon most households probably do have it. Yeah, within
it's easier
very
for plumbing.
Close proximity. Yeah,
absolutely. Every time my brother comes up to visit us up at Cameron Park, always leaves dishes everywhere. Never touches the sink or the dishwasher ever.
So annoying. Yep. Well, like you said, this is your chance to vent and maybe win yourself some tickets to Rent. It's true because it rhymes.
Yeah, 4967405. We'll head first to Maryland. Morning, Shane. Who's the dishwasher bandit in your life?
Yeah, guys. Used to be my daughter. Mm-hmm. And I thought the best way to do it was fight fire with fire. So she absolutely hates coriander. So I started putting the coriander in all the meals.
Ew.
And I said to her, that's really annoying, isn't it? And I said, she went, yeah, it is, Dad. And I said, right, well, use the dishwasher. And she uses it all the time now.
There we go.
There we go.
The
antidote to dishwasher banditing is, in fact, coriander and certain spices. I like that. All right.
Interesting.
Got to fight fire with fire sometimes. Got to scratch and bite and pull air, don't you?
Okay, Steve.
Fight Bernie.
That's aggressive. Let's go now to Katrina in Windale. Good morning. Who's the dishwasher bandit in your household?
My daughter. She's the worst. She takes it a step further. Instead of washing the dishes, she throws them out. My knives and forks too. I'm down to 3 forks and 2 knives.
What do you mean she throws them out? Well, she just puts them in the bin instead of washing them.
Yep, just throws them in the bin.
Have you not had a word or something, Katrina?
Many times, just not getting me anywhere.
Are you going to resort now to just using, like, the wooden spoons and forks?
I've stocked up on paper plates and paper knives and forks.
My goodness. That is outrageous. Thank God we don't have a dishwasher bed of that level. That seems like
quite
a malicious crime.
That's on another, as you said, level there. All right, to Thornton next. Amanda, who's the dishwasher bandit in your house?
My husband. So doing the dishes, in my theory, would be to unpack the dishwasher and repack the dishwasher.
Sure.
Doing the the plates always make it to the kitchen, dishes make it to the kitchen, but when he tells me I've done the dishes or I've tidied the kitchen, he's rinsed everything and stacked it on the side of the sink instead of putting it in the dishwasher.
A job half done.
He even extends it to, like, a drink can. The kitchen bench is the drink can spot, but the recycling bin is 2 steps further.
I mean, it is 2 steps further, to be fair.
Brilliant.
Has he been working hard all day or what?
I always work hard, but still.
Still, I agree. Does he ever unload the dishwasher? I reckon that's the worst job, to be fair.
That is the worst job. The kids generally do that, but no. He will, but it's just, like, doing the dishes involves packing the dishwasher, not on the side of the sink.
Oh, my God. What a nightmare.
Well, I have a solution to this problem. Maybe you two should go out to Rent, the rock musical. Get dinner out. No dishes if you get dinner out, eh?
That would be amazing.
Yeah, we'll send the double pass your way. Congratulations, Amanda.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Only local winners here on UFM.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
So I've been very frustrated quite recently, and I feel like this is a safe space, you guys.
Yeah,
kind of be on my
share.
Side a little bit.
You can share.
But I love, my favourite thing in the world is, like, fizzy drinks, you know, like Solo and lemonade and, like,
right.
Coke Zero, all that type of stuff. But recently, the past couple of days, every time Mum and I go to the shops and want to pick up some lemonade and some fizzy drink, there are, like, barely anything on the shelves wherever we go. Anywhere in, like, Macquarie, it's just bare.
Is there a shortage?
Tapped dry.
I don't know what's going on. It's just like I can't get any of my Sprites or my lemonades, but I've worked out the reason. And apparently in supermarkets, they're not getting as many because there's shortages, allegedly, of CO2.
Oh, I have heard this,
actually.
Yeah,
the carbonated drinks shortage, yeah.
Carbon dioxide?
Yeah.
Aren't we breathing that out all the time?
Bottle that.
Can't they just do that?
Yeah.
I think what, you know, should be the main takeaway from this
is
if you're a young entrepreneur in Newcastle, you know, maybe in school or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's time to start making some lemonade. Bring back the lemonade stand.
Yeah,
that's
maybe.
Genius. Doesn't matter what, especially if you're in the Lake District by the sound of it.
Yes, Lake Macquarie, please.
It sounds like there's very little about. You can make a few dollars.
But it has to be fizzy.
Oh,
that's
or
the whole
not.
Thing.
You live your own life. You know, don't let society tell you what to do. Look, obviously, I'm about to embark on the journey of fatherhood, which is very exciting.
Daddy Crevo.
All that sort
that's
of stuff.
New nickname.
Plenty of those jokes going around. And I'm fine with that. In fact, I'm quite enjoying it.
Oh.
And I'm excited about the whole process.
You should be.
One thing I'm not excited about is all of the different bits and bobs you have to get. And I feel like the baby industry is becoming more and more of a scam.
How so?
Right, okay.
So in the past, right, you buy like a stroller or something, pram, whatever.
Yeah.
Good to go. You know, that's fine. Congratulations, you've bought it. You've got a way to transport your baby around on wheels, right? Yeah. Which is the whole point.
Yeah.
Easier on your back. You're not carrying it all the time. It's a great invention. Now, though, they have... They're sort of doing what Foxtel did, right? So
you got to buy separate packages or something.
Essentially, right?
Oh, okay.
And when Foxtel first came out, you got everything. How good is this? Every channel of telly is on telly, right? Now, they said, oh, you want sport? That's a separate package.
Yeah.
You want movies? That's a separate package. You want comedy? That's a separate package. What's the basic one of? Nothing, basically. So now, right, we went to buy this like, strollery pram thing. Don't ask me the technical details. And then you get it and you go, oh, actually, it doesn't recline enough to be flat enough so when the baby's very, very young, it can't be transported in that. Okay, no problem. So you get this like capsule thing that sits on top, clicks into it, right? Okay, that's all well and good. But it does not come with the attaching bracket that attaches said capsule to said pram
stroller
thing.
Well, you got to buy that as well.
Yeah, it's a separate elbow bracket thing you buy separately.
So far, you don't even have enough to even transport your baby with one item, which is the main item. You've also bought two extra things. So that's three items in total, right?
It doesn't end there.
Oh, my God.
Because it doesn't come with, I'm not even joking, not made up, it doesn't come with the what they call bumper bar carry handle. Right, which is, so, you know when you're driving, like, one of those big four-wheel drives or whatever, they put a big bumper bar on the front to fend off kangaroos or whatever.
Yeah.
I can only assume it's for that, but they also include the words carry handle so that you think, well, I do need to carry it, I will buy that. So you've had to buy that as well. This is only the start of it, right? Because then we move on to the bedding section.
Oh, God.
So you think cot. That's the first thing. You see all those stereotypical memes. Oh, two blokes trying to work out a cot.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Oh.
Figure out how to build it. Yeah.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. Got that. Excellent. Yeah, oh, that's all well and good. But before it gets into the cot, it sleeps in this other type of bed that has, like, white noise and stuff. You have to buy that as well.
Can't you just go and just sleep with you, baby?
Well, no, apparently not. So you've got this, like, cot before the cot. It's called a snoo. Yeah, it vibrates and has white noise. Apparently puts them to sleep.
Oh, that's... you don't need that.
I've been stung.
This is called modern day greed. Back in the day,
well, you just
probably
put
40
it,
years ago, they didn't have that.
Well,
you
none
just
of
throw
us,
a kid in a cot and you hope it sleeps.
You
none
sleep
of us
in
are
a
raised
box.
With a snoo. No, none of us are raised with a snoo.
And we're totally fine today, clearly.
Well, actually, no, we're not. So maybe you should have got the snoo. But, oh my God, it seems like every single thing you get, They're all doing the subscription model, you know? You need to buy the 12 other channels before that thing's complete. I mean, the thing hasn't even born yet, and there's 12 million things I've had to buy. It's
I'm
out of
happy
control.
I'm not a parent. That's it.
Well, you've saved yourself a lot of money is all I'll say.
UFM. The Novos.
Team, I've got some news for you, a bit of a PSA.
Sure.
There'll be lots of people out in Newcastle and Hunter who are still absolutely reeling from Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Like the most expensive time of the year.
It is.
And if that is you, if you're still, you know, feeling the pinch, do not, and I mean do not, look at Easter egg prices.
Oh, they've gone up too, right?
They are through the roof. There's lots of discourse, lots of talk online in various, you know, social media platforms and forums, etc., about how expensive eggs are this year. And this has been, I guess, the catalyst to this has been the Cadbury Bunny, the 250 gram one. $10 at Coles and Woolies this year.
Oh, my God.
Ouch.
Throw your Colesworth pamphlets in the bin.
It's
just
crazy,
don't even look at them.
Well, like $10 a bunny. Oh, I feel bad for those that, you know, like to provide for lots of people in their life.
Sure. If you like to be a distributive person come Easter time, you are quaking in your boots.
And I guess a further note to kids to be very good this year so the Easter Bunny looks after you. Because mom and dad might not be able to buy as many Easter eggs this year.
Exactly.
Sure.
It might be more expensive. Another hack, though, is that Audi have released their Easter range and they've got nothing over $10 in it.
You're kidding.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of stuff there that seems to be, I guess, quite popular online. So they've got an Easter egg hunting kit, is what they're calling it.
I like this.
A little, bit of fun. You get 25 eggs.
Cool.
$8.99.
For 25, that's not too bad.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
They've also got their mini egg series, which is what a lot of this talk is about.
Okay.
Flavours like hot cross bun, raspberry popping candy. They've got a brownie mini eggs. Ooh. The one that's going absolutely viral, though, is the peanut butter mini eggs.
Yeah.
So you get a packet of these for $2.99.
That feels like an old price, doesn't it?
$3.
Yeah.
Fairly cheap. And here's some of the reviews online for them. Now, I haven't tried them myself yet. A bit too far away from Easter just yet, but I'm sure I will be indulging in these. I've already eaten half the packet, and I'm not going to lie to you, these are unreal. One comment. This is an easy 10 out of 10 for me, another punter said.
10 out of 10, they are not playing around with that review, are they?
Better than any other brand and 40% cheaper, including Cadbury.
See, this is interesting because these are a lot of international brands in Aldi, like German stuff and whatever. So it's definitely not Cadbury.
I think what we can say here is pop, pop, because shots are being fired even at Cadbury.
Well, they've been likened to Reese's peanut butter cups is apparently what they taste like.
Which I'm quite a fan of. What are your thoughts on those, Ari?
I love Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
Well, your eyes just rolled to the back of your head.
Oh, yeah. I'm hungry.
You're just fantasizing about having one in and about your mouth now.
But if you're not a brand snob per se, and you want to enjoy Easter on the cheap, sounds like Audi got some decent stuff knocking about.
Okay, so there we go. And if you heard that, 10 out of 10, better than Cadbury. I mean, big words have been said this morning on the show. Who said we don't tackle the big issues? Who said? Not me.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So something, you know, when you live with someone for a long time, it's rare that you get a surprise or a mystery or something unexpected happen.
Definitely. Right? You know the person inside out.
That's it.
You've already lived through the first fart, you know, the first burp, all that kind of stuff.
All right.
Well, that's the stuff you normally keep as a mystery for people, you know, that you don't know too well.
Sure.
When you become comfortable and your guard comes down.
That's it.
That stuff kind of slips.
Oh, is that why you've now started farting in front of me in studio? Is that what it is?
That's slanderous.
But true. What happened yesterday, I found out that my wife, Emmy, had never eaten Cappadocia before.
What?
That was my reaction. I couldn't believe it.
Disappointment.
No, so for the first time we had Cappadocia together, right, she said Oasis is better.
No, she didn't.
She did.
Oasis is better than Cappadocia.
Yeah, she said chip flavouring was more to her taste.
Oh, well, you can't account for poor taste, can you?
Hang on.
And she also liked that and I quote, that she preferred the kebabs at Oasis because she said they were smaller.
What?
All of this was just blowing my mind. I was silent for about half an hour afterwards.
All you keep saying is, but the chips are so good.
Yeah, that's it. And she did admit the crunch level was very high. I mean,
okay.
You bite down on one of those chips, and that might have been the reason for that 2 Richter scale earthquake the other day that we had, because somebody was eating a bunch of Cappadocia chips. They're so crunchy. But to say that... Well, that's her opinion, you know? And I guess that's why Oasis is very busy too. You've got Team Oasis and Team Cappadocia.
I didn't realise that existed. I thought Team Oasis were people who couldn't be bothered lining up at Cappadocia.
Nope. They're out there, is all I'm saying. She preferred both kebab and chips, so...
Interesting. Well, she likes what she likes.
And it's lucky they're close together, because, I mean, if we're eating that sort of food, we're now getting one of each, is all I'm saying.
You're about to have a child with this person, Trevo.
You didn't know that.
No, you learn something new about your partner every day.
Apparently you do. Over the weekend, of course, I have mentioned before on yesterday's show that I went down to Sydney with Mum.
Yeah.
Just to go see this exhibition, whatever. And we caught the train down, as we always do when we take a lovely trip into the city, into the CBD.
Nice.
So one thing that I've done since I was a little girl is every time we take a train trip, you know how, for example, there'll always be an announcement come through the speakers within the train cabins, you know, next station is, I don't know, XYZ. So every time there would be like places to come up, I would always turn to Mum and then I'd kind of repeat exactly what the lady announcer has said. And I still did it. So I did it on the weekend and it made my mum crack up. She thought it was the best thing. She goes, you know what? You should do this for a living. Like ring up Transport for New South Wales and say, hey, can I be the next voiceover lady?
So you're basically imitating the announcement that tells you stops are coming up?
Exactly.
Is that right?
Yeah. And like for example, also when I was at Fassifern Station, that's our station that we always catch from.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's always overhead speakers as well saying on platform one, this is going to blah, blah, blah. So, like, I would do the guys announcing as well. It's really good fun.
You know what? You say you're all that at it.
Yeah.
Let's hear one.
Oh, God.
At least so we know what we're dealing with here. Do we have a potential future voice for rail here in the Hunter?
Okay, Fassifern Station. Here we go.
Okay.
So, the next train to arrive on platform one goes to Central. First stop, Broadmeadow, then Cardiff. Fassifern, Woi Woi, Hornsby, Strathfield, then all stations to Central.
I feel like you're...
I feel like I'm on the platform.
Your newsreader background has helped you here, I think.
Yes.
You've got that very, like, pompous professional voice.
Well, I reckon.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. In fact, hearing that, I'm going to put it to you that your voice for that is better than the one that's on there.
Aww.
Well, I reckon sometimes, I think I've spoken about it a bit in the past on the show.
Yeah.
But when I'm struggling to go to sleep, I listen to like some white noise or ASMR.
Okay.
I feel like the current voices we have would be great on a loop to go to sleep to.
Oh, they're so really?
Boring. They're yeah. so boring.
Very dull. You go straight to sleep. But your voice has this nice ring to it. A pizzazz that doesn't exist on the current one. In fact, I've got a little project idea here.
Okay.
We'll do a bit of a, like, combining our powers here. Because Stephen is really good at...
What am I? What?
Stephen's really good at making music. We've talked before on the show about reverse karaoke,
yes.
where you have the lyrics playing and then Stephen does the music. So what
yeah.
I thought, let's combine our powers here, Captain Planet style.
Okay.
Stephen, if you do the chimes that go into the announcement and then Ari, you do the announcement, do another announcement. Everyone, obviously not if you're driving, but if you're not driving, close your eyes. Imagine you're on a platform, and if this is better than the one that's for Transport New South Wales, we're going to send it in and try and get this duo onto all trains, okay? Stephen, chime it away.
All right.
Pew, 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 pew.
This train will next stop at Gosford, followed by Tuggerah, with all stations to Newcastle Interchange.
Oh, my God! I think we've gone and done it. I'm playing the winner, Sting. Between the two of you, absolutely stunning.
We are in early March. This might be a contender for dumbest segment on radio 2024.
Are you kidding? I thought you were going to say a contender will record it, right? And we could get ourselves an aria, perhaps.
An aria.
Send it into Natalie Nelms. She can sort it out.
That sounds like a good plan.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
UFM is the home of only local winners.
Yeah,
I mean, just in the past 4 hours alone.
Here we go.
Right? We've given away Gold Reserve tickets to the Knights vs. Raiders. We've given away $60 Sherwood coffee vouchers. We've given away passes to Rent the Musical.
Oh, thank you.
And only to people around Newcastle and the Hunter. Novocastrians only. Only local winners. That's what we're all about.
And we do it every morning.
I know.
That's it. The best part is It's all happening again tomorrow.
Yeah, so you have to be back and listening.
There's good advice.
Hey, speaking of tomorrow's show, we're getting so, so close to the season opener for the Knights. Of course, Thursday night against Canberra. We've got one of the Knights players on tomorrow morning.
Wait, who?
Well, I think Scott Chippy Frappell, our favourite producer, working hard behind the scenes. Sounds like he's secured the newly extended Bradman Best.
Big B.
Are you joking me?
Oh my God.
I wish I was. I'm a little bit nervous about actually conducting that interview tomorrow.
Are you going to fangirl, do you reckon?
I try my best not to.
Look at the smile on his face.
Oh, no, he's glowing.
He is going to be just too excited. You and I might have to do all the questions, Ari, because Stephen might be too nervous.
No, he'll embarrass us. Yeah,
it's okay.
Maybe I'll sit down to this one then.
Don't be nervous or don't be worried. Have a great day, everyone. We're done for today and we'll see you tomorrow.
Catch you then.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.